Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Despite sitting on a cash pile of 26 billion euro ahead of the budget in 2 months, the government is already speaking about reining in spending in case the world is plunged into further geopolitical and trading uncertainty. But many people who start their own business are increasingly frustrated that they don't get the handouts that consumers and ordinary householders get. So what do SMEs want in October to make it easier to start and run a business? Neil Hughes is the Chief Executive of Assets Ireland and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Neil.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. How are we doing?
What's it like out there for medium-sized companies, a lot of whom are your clients?
Yeah, it's fairly tough going, I'd say, Joe. You know, we have 4,000 SME owner-manager business clients right the way across Ireland. And we can feel, this summer particularly, we can feel a sort of a tangible sense that the market has tightened for them. And I was just reflecting on this over the last 24 hours since I had a chat with you yesterday. And I think what we're seeing here is a phenomenon that we last saw back in 2009, 10, 11 into 12. Because if you remember that the crash happened last time was 2009. But actually, it took 2 to 3 years for that to really hit SME businesses. And unemployment topped out 15.2% February 2012. So it took two to three years for that to happen.
It was a bit like the cartoon where the cartoon character goes over the cliff, but his legs keep moving and he doesn't fall
exactly.
Yet.
He's not moving anywhere. Yeah. And effectively, what happens there is businesses, SME businesses, they tend to have some reserves that they've built up. So they burn through those, but then they start to burn through the favours they can pull in from, you know, their suppliers, from borrowing the forklift from the guy next door.
The tax man, perhaps.
The phase payment arrangements, the post-dated checks, you know, all of that. It takes 2 to 3 years for it to really hit. Now, in our case, you know, I think a lot of people thought the crisis was March 20 when COVID hit. Actually, the real time for when things started to get tight was when all of the government support started to be withdrawn. If you remember, the government
2022.
It was hosing the country with money at that time, just in order to keep everything going. In fairness to the government, they got very little thanks for it, by the way, but there's a huge incentives given in terms of all of the wage subsidies, et cetera. Now, they were all withdrawn in around 22, 23. So that is actually when the clock started on my 2 to 3 year theory we're talking about. So where does that take us? It takes us up to the summer of 2025. Mm. And so the SME businesses that we're dealing with now, and especially in relation to, say, restaurants and retail and some of those family-owned businesses that are keeping the lights on, Joe, the reality is a lot of those businesses, they keep the lights on through good times and through bad. And they provide a huge amount of employment. They're the first job for a lot of people. They are the first job that people will have.
And we will be speaking about that sector a little bit later. So absolutely. What are you saying? Are you saying that we are now going to start seeing the economy deteriorate?
A little bit of tightening. So again, what's happening, I think all of the statistics are telling us that visitor numbers are down in terms of the tourism sector. You know, I'm from County Wexford, which is a holiday county. And it depends a lot on staycationing. It depends on international visitors. But there is a reduction in those. I think North American visitors, possibly Democrats, as we were talking about earlier, there's a lot of visitors from North America still. But I think the visitors from the UK, and that's been on a long-term decline ever since Brexit, and also from Europe, the visitor numbers are down. That's going to impact then immediately on the hospitality trade. It's going to impact on pubs and restaurants. We can see continuous closure of pubs around the country. I think we've lost a couple of thousand over the last 20, 30 years.
Do you think that the tax regime can be adapted here to make it easier for SMEs, especially small and medium companies, the entrepreneurs, the risk takers, the startups?
I'm going to come off the fence straight away because I know you'll be talking about it later. Assets have been calling for a number of years now for the VAT rate for the hospitality to remain at a level of 9%. Mm. We're speaking directly to restaurant and hospitality clients and publican clients. We can see the tangible impact that that has. We saw the impact it had in COVID. It typically can be anything from, say, 50 grand to 150 grand of a cash flow boost.
It will be, you know, after the ads, we'll be
exploring
talking.
That. So we're certainly in favour of that. Also, in terms of capital gains tax, we would be
we're
calling
on... We're the fifth
on,
highest in Europe at 33%.
Yeah, and I'm old enough to remember when capital gains tax was last reduced by Mary Harney from 40% to 20%. The actual tax take doubled at that time. Now, it was put back up in the crash. Like they started to creep back up again because of the particular financial circumstances back then. Those financial circumstances don't exist anymore. We now have a company or a country that is awash with corporation tax from the Magnificent Seven who happen to be located here. So I would have thought that logically you should say, okay, well, maybe it's time to give entrepreneurs a break. Maybe it's time to give those people who get up and are doing, you know, ordinary people doing extraordinary things every morning, getting up and making
risking
things
their own
happen.
Money.
Yeah, getting out there and actually innovating and having to try and adapt to AI that you mentioned earlier, having to adapt to the new realities of where we're at, the geopolitical situation, the energy costs that have been spiking up and down, stabilised a little bit since, admittedly, and hopefully we'll see some good news.
So down to 20% capital gains?
Oh, I would have thought it's just a really logical thing to do. I mean, I think the entrepreneurial relief is certainly welcome that we have that for entrepreneurs at 10% for certain businesses. But I think across the board, I think it would send a message that the government is four square behind owner-manager businesses, the SMEs of the country, who, like I say, are keeping the lights on.
Mm. Do you accept the government's point of view that they say just because we have the money doesn't mean we should spend it, i.e. we are in a really weird geopolitical and trading environment and Ireland is one of the most open trading economies in the world?
Yeah, I do agree with that. I mean, I think it was Charlie McGreevy saying, when I have it, I spend it.
Mm. Like that. Whereas the current government says, I have it, but I'm not necessarily going to spend it.
That didn't work out so good last time, okay,
with that
particularly policy, yeah. Okay, so certainly the government is going to have to be conservative. But at the same time, I think in the context of some of the receipts that the government has had from the Apple case and so on, you say, okay, well, yes, the government certainly needs to prioritise infrastructure. We need to invest in our infrastructure, the Metrolinks of this world, etc. But also, if you say, right, well, where next are we going to
so
invest?
Even if there is a downturn, we should continue to spend the money on whatever it is, Metro.
Oh, definitely. They're 100-year projects. Like, the Children's Hospital, Metrolink, they are 100-year projects.
Right.
It's not just for us. This is for our great-grandkids are going to be enjoying those, right? So you need to spread that cost over that. Look at it. It's a 1% per annum for the next 100 years. That's the way I'd look at that. But other than that, you say, well, it's the SMEs. You can see there's an increase of about 1% in unemployment now. It's about 20,000 people. It's significant, right?
It's 4.9%.
Yeah, so it's jumped from 3.9, I think, to 4.9, roughly. Mm. So, you know, that is a handful of employees in different locations, in different businesses, which are quietly being let go, maybe the vacancies are not being actually filled again. And so that is something I think the government needs to be aware of. And I think a lot of it is in SMEs. Mm. And I think that's where the focus should be. Because there's both the big multinationals, you know, they wash in and wash out of the country every so often. Mm. The government can control the SME sector and can influence it strongly. I mean, so I think that's where the focus should be.
Thank you, Neil, for coming in and sharing your views. That is Neil Hughes, the Chief Executive of AZETS Ireland. Back in
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.